Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold for dictating an endoscopy report on patient Pearl Santiago on date of birth 2/24/1938. Date of procedure is December 27, 2023. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold for your referring physician is Dr. Arnold Fleischman. Procedure performed is esophagogastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies. Indication is dysphagia, abnormal esophagram. Description of procedure informed concerns of pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as a malignancy, will explain to the patient period. Patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the left lateral position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care period, or will lubricate a lymphospheric gastroscope, then introduced into the esophagus and man's direct vision for the second portion of the duodenum period. Careful examination, they know the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, G junction, esophagus period, or retroflex view is obtained at the cardiac period. Air resection from the stomach, forward draw the scope, the patient allowed to proceed well without any complications. Findings. Number one. The entirety of the esophagus, from the proximal, mid, and distal esophagus had the appearance of eosinophilic esophagitis with concentric rings and noted throughout period. The distal five centimeters appeared to be slightly more narrowed than the proximal and mid esophagus period. There was also a distal esophageal diverticulum noted, period. Originally, the plan was to dilate the distal esophagus. However, it was noted that just with air insufflation, there were shallow mucosal tears noted in the distal esophagus with some bleeding. Period. This area was cleaned in order to evaluate the underlying mucosa period, and examination time was limited due to insufflation. Causing the shallow tears, period. The mucosa appeared smooth without evidence of any ulcers or mass, period. Biopsies were obtained in the distal esophagus, in the mid esophagus, and in the proximal esophagus separately for further evaluation. Next line, there was gastric erythema noted, biopsies were obtained to rule out H. pylori. Next line, the duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2. Next line, plan. With appearance very classic for eosinophilic esophagitis, we'll start a patient on PPI, BID. Period will follow biopsy pathology to confirm. Period, if patient indeed has EOE, will continue PPI, BID, and then plan for repeat endoscopy in 3 months to assess and reevaluate. Period, discuss with patient provided paperwork regarding soft diet. Period, discussed importance of chewing food thoroughly and chopping into bite-sized small chopped pieces, period. Next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled. Next line, please note that once diagnosis is made and patient has been on PPI therapy, can potentially plan for a dilation on next EGD.